Diehards Giants pregame continues. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
All right, welcome back to KMBR, The Sports Leader. Bill Lasky, Marty Lurie, as we take you to the first pitch of the doubleheader. It starts at 1:10. Johnny Cueto on the hill for the San Francisco Giants. Mike Clevinger on the hill for the San Diego Padres. And we want to talk a little bit more about this game. So who do we talk to? We're bringing in Mark Simon. He is an MLB data and analytics for Sports Info Solutions. And you can also read him on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing today?
Good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you may be. I'm good.
That's a good point. You're not in morning anymore. You're probably afternoon, right?
Yeah, we're looking at 2:30.
You're midday almost.
2:30 in the afternoon.
Well, we got a good matchup here in San Diego. The first game, a seven-inning start against Clevinger and Johnny Cueto. Tell us your thoughts on this matchup.
All right. So Mike Clevinger is certainly an interesting one, having been acquired from the Indians. The numbers for him this year are just not the same as they have been last year or two. He's not getting the swing and miss that he has in past years, particularly last season. And that's true for both the fastball and the slider. Last year, he gave up seven home runs the whole season with his heater. This year, he's already at five, so I guess a little caution for him. But the strikeout rate drop for him is the biggest of any starting pitcher so far this season. So I think the Giants are fortunate here that they get him and not Dinelson Lamet, who looks like a Cy Young-capable pitcher. So I think that's a good thing for them. Johnny Cueto, here's a stat for you that I guess as a pitcher you might appreciate. First pitch for him, opponents are 1-for-16 against it this season. But we continue, if he gets ahead 0-1, hitters are hitting 170 with a 215 on base. If he falls behind, they're hitting 333 with a 440 on base. So the importance of strike one for him cannot be understated. And the problem there is that he doesn't throw strike one a lot. He's the 10th worst first pitch strike guy in the majors. So more strike ones from Johnny Cueto.
I tell you what, Mark, that is a big stat that I look at for starting pitchers, and it's so important because you can use so many different pitches off of strike one, and we know Johnny Cueto can throw anything up there with his shimmy and shake and his off speed. Breaking balls and changeups, he's really, really pushed more this year than normal, and he is still in the low 90 fastball. He likes to elevate the fastball, but let's talk about these offenses on both sides. Team batting average for the Giants coming in 270, the Padres coming in with 264, but the home run ratio is totally different. 61 for the Giants and 80 for the Padres. Tell us a little bit about both of these offenses.
Yeah, I don't know how this has happened this year because these are two teams that historically this is not typically what we see. And I guess some of it is a product, certainly, of Tatis having the great year for the Padres. And they've had a number of other guys that have put together very nice numbers. The rookie, Jake Cronenworth, who honestly I'd never heard of before this season. And he's now at 315 with good numbers all around. Manny Machado has looked more like Manny Machado Baltimore than he did Manny Machado 2019 San Diego. Will Myers also hitting the ball out of the park at a pretty good rate. Hosmer was before he got hurt. Trent Grisham is a nice bounce back for him after the end of the season trouble in the playoff game in Milwaukee. But yeah, they are at 80 home runs, which I would not have expected this season. And good for them, and good for the Giants. And I'm wondering, too, and again, this is something maybe your take on, the fact that there was no April and May and no kind of like gross wins in AT&T in San Francisco. I think that probably if that had happened, the Giants' offensive numbers, if they had started in April, might not look how they look right now. But right now, they certainly look pretty good. And Yaz has been an MVP-type candidate. Donovan Solano has been fantastic.
Well, one of the things, Mark, in a seven-inning doubleheader, it's really hard to see a starter unless he's totally dealing to see the team hit him up third time around. It's usually one or two, and usually they go to the bullpen because there's only 21 outs unless it goes extra innings. In this scenario, do you see these starters possibly going third time around?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's actually been one of the keys to the Giants' success offensive-wise this year, is that they've beat up pitchers when they get them the third time around. I think Clevenger is a guy that you would say would go sixth, if he's on. I don't know if Cueto would. Giants seem to like to piece it together. But if the Giants get a third look at Clevenger, at least the history indicates that that's a good thing for them. They are hitting .341 this season, the third time through the order against the starting pitcher. So that hopefully becomes pertinent today in some way. And then I think beyond that, it certainly becomes pertinent the rest of the season.
Hey, Mark, Marty Lurie is joining us right now. He's got a couple quick questions for you.
Mark, how are you today?
Good. Nice. How are you?
Good. Very good. Nice to have you with us. Boy, I'm glad you said that about Clevenger and the home runs and the strikeouts, because I watched him pitch against the Angels and I said, that's it? Is that it? And boy, the stats. So very good. Very good on that one. Who's hot? Who's not? I always like to hear your take on baseball, because with this format and so many teams possibly in the playoffs, it's good to know who's hot and who's not.
Yeah. So in the National League East, it's Freddie Freeman, who hadn't had like a grand slam in his whole career. And then suddenly he hit like two in a couple of days. So I think he is right now pretty much the hottest hitter going in the major leagues. Also in the NL East, Jeff McNeil, looking at the FanGraphs leaderboard, Jeff McNeil has looked a lot like himself from last season. He's been, according to FanGraphs, the highest wins above replacement in baseball for the last week, and that's justified. I've watched him. He's hitting .455. He's slugging over 1,000. He's crushing the ball all over the ballpark. Elsewhere, American League, one or two names. Alberto Mondesi has been homering at a very unusual rate for the Royals. He would be one among guys that are more on playoff contenders. Hang on, I'm scrolling through my sheet here. Eddie Rosario of the Twins has been very impressive. Anthony Rendon of the Angels as well. And Matt Olson of the A's, who had off to a terrible start, has started to look a little bit better at the plate. And they certainly need that with the loss of Matt Chapman. And then is there anyone else that I want to highlight? Yeah, Brian Anderson of the Marlins, a guy that I think people like because he can play two positions. He can play third base, and he can play the outfield well. He is in this hot run where he's hitting 500 for the last week. And that's not like it's 12 at-bats, more like 30 at-bats. And he has been valuable for the Marlins as they hang in with this crazy seven-game series with the Phillies trying to hang on to a playoff spot with the Giants.
Crazy. Boy, great stuff, Mark. As always, always a pleasure to have you on. I like the Clevenger stuff. That really opened my eyes, and what I saw the other day and what the Giants maybe can do to him today. We'll see how that, because they love the long ball too, so that's good. Kevin Gausman, elbow tightness, Bill and Mark, that's why he's not going in the game, and Logan Webb is pitching, so that was just revealed. Mark, thanks so much, and Bill, take over. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, one of the biggest things that I look at in a doubleheader is always that first game. And, of course, both teams are throwing their ace out there. In your mind, and you know, when you're looking at both these clubs, who really needs to win this first game?
So I've thought all along that this was a troublesome series for the Giants. I just don't like the matchup. And with the news of Gausman not being available for either game today, I would say the Giants really need it, because the Padres have can kind of put their foot down and put a nice stamp on this series pretty quickly. So I think that it's more important for the Giants. The Padres certainly have the luxury. They're locked into the one or the two spot pretty certainly. Whereas the Giants need wins. They need to just stack up as many wins as they can get, however they can get them. And get at least one today certainly would be important.
Yeah, I totally agree with you that Gausman information tight elbow is a problem right there, because he's been pitching so well for the San Francisco Giants. Now it relies on a 23-year-old Logan Webb to kind of do the second game. And of course, you'll probably see a lot of bullpen in either game if the starters don't work out. But, Mark Simon, thank you again. Good afternoon. I know you are in the afternoon hour. We're still in the morning. We're pushing to 12 o'clock. But, again, thanks again for joining Marty Lurie and I this morning and throwing your stats and all your analytics to us. We appreciate it.
You got it.
That was Mark Simon. You can see him on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. All right, some good stuff right there. And, of course, Marty threw us the news about Kevin Gausman, tightness in his elbow. We were wondering why Logan Webb was not going to, or Logan Webb is throwing the second game. We were wondering why Gausman wasn't. Now we have the information, so we'll find out more about that on the injury and if it's just a couple more days that he could possibly throw in Seattle. Okay, we're going to be right back on Talking Baseball on KNBR, the sports leader. Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, we'll be right back.